DW.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance.
God, look up there!
What the hell is that?
Easy, miss. I've got you.
Adrian! Adrian!
Rocky!
Adrian!
Rocky!
Hey, was you all right?
I love you!
I love you!
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bond. James Bond.
Gladiator, Rocky, Superman, Bond. What do they all have in common? Yeah, okay. They're all male. We'll come to that one later. But that's not actually what I was looking for. Do you need a clue?
I need a hero. I'm holding up for a hero till the
Yeah, that's it. They're all heroes. Or at least they're all figures which a Hollywood-dominated Anglo-Western society has decided to celebrate as heroes.
The hero is always bound up with a community.
That's Dr. Nicole Falkenhayner. She's a hero expert. Seriously, she's an academic based with Freiburg University's Collaborative Research Centre for Heroes, Heroisations and Heroisms.
He or she must be able to symbolise and signify or semanticise something that is important for a certain community and a society.
So, how did Western 20th and 21st century culture end up celebrating muscular, male, to the rescue types as heroes par excellence? Well, it's not as though the model didn't already have form.
Rage. Goddess, sing the rage of Peleus' son Achilles. Murderous, doomed, that cost the Achaeans countless losses. Hurling down to the house of death so many sturdy souls, great fighters' souls, but made their bodies carrion.
In Homer's Iliad, the warrior Achilles has a troublesome ego, but he's valiant, courageous, loyal to his friends, and his death in battle reinforces the conquering Greek's national narrative. Similarly, Gladiator's struggle strengthens Rome, Rocky lives the rags-to-riches American dream, Superman preserves liberal democracy in the metropolis, and Bond defends the West against its ideological enemies. When things are going good, that's the kind of stabilising hero that you tend to get. When things go wrong, however, other figures come to the fore. I did not believe your proclamation had such power to enable one who will someday die to override God's ordinances, unwritten and secure. They are not of yesterday, they live forever. None knows when first they were. Sophocles's Antigone, another ancient Greek archetype. She's what Dr. Falkenhayner would call a destabilizing hero. A hero who, rather than reinforcing the dominant cultural narrative, goes up against it and becomes a focus of resistance. You can tell she's going to be trouble, right? After all, she's a heroine, and that, in the context of a patriarchal society, is in itself destabilizing.
It is the same blast, the tempests of the soul possess her.
That was the chorus, putting Antigone in her place. It's her tragedy, right? But the chorus spends most of its time listening to the musings of Antigone's tyrant uncle, Creon. Creon has decided that Antigone's rebellious brother should be denied burial, and Antigone is not having it. Her refusal to remain silent in the face of this moral wrong will cost her her life, and she knows it.
You know you're caught. Caught at last like a rat in a trap, with all heaven against you. And the only thing left to do is shout. Not moan or complain, but yell out at the top of your voice whatever it was you had to say. What you've never said before. What perhaps you didn't know until now.
No, not Sophocles' Antigone that time. Jean Anouilh's. His production of Antigone was first performed in Paris during the Nazi occupation to an audience containing members of the resistance as well as informants and officers of the SS. Antigone pops up again in apartheid South Africa, Ireland during the Troubles,
Wherever the power of the state has become tyrannical, you can expect her to make an appearance. But she's not the only figure who comes back.
Older models and concepts of heroes don't get laid away completely, but they are somehow still there, like sediments. And if something happens, older models can come up again. And at the moment, what I see is, on the one hand, that we have a resurgence of the great man myth. It's a model that we have known from the beginning of the 20th century in Western society, that after the First World War and after economic depression, there were those right-wing nationalist movements that somehow started to dream up an invented past where everything was great, and then there was this waiting for this one great man who would fix everything. And I think this is a certain kind of a heroic figuration into which, for example, people like Donald Trump play.
Trump, Putin, Erdogan, Orban, Modi. The strongman's hour seems to have come around again. Is there an antidote? Antigone resists, but she's a tragic hero. Her resistance can only end in death. Perhaps, though, there is another model of heroism that we could tap into.
Then there's figures who might also rather look back than look forward to older models, but these would be then more communal models, yeah? And I think where we are heading at the moment politically, I think it would be nice to see a resurgence of bridge builders.
A communal model of heroism. It's something we're already seeing being embodied by frontline climate activists and opposition leaders such as Bernie Sanders in the US.
Woo! In your face, Neil Armstrong.
Even Hollywood seems to have cottoned on.
Let's go get our boy.
The 2015 film Martian, in which Matt Damon is stranded alone on Mars, was as much a celebration of the friendship connecting him to his crewmates in space as it was of his survival skills and personal bravery.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours.
And then there was the 2014 film Selma. It could so easily have been a biopic about Dr. Martin Luther King, but instead it became a paean to the civil rights movement itself. As the walls go up, so our yearning for connection shifts our focus from individual heroes to heroic groups of individuals. And you know what the really radical thing about this model of heroism is? You don't have to wait for someone to come and rescue you, because the hero is you yourself. All you've got to do is reach out.
Become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus.
DW.